And good afternoon. Welcome to Radio Free Ireland.
Bear Fogring. Maura's
not with us today, but that first number was P.V. O'Donnell, and we have some live music. We have our old friends Four Shillings Short are with us in the next studio, Aoc and Christy.
Yeah.
So can you tell us about P.V. O'Donnell?
P.V. O'Donnell is a wonderful fiddler.
P.V. O'Donnell is a wonderful fiddler from County Donegal, and he lives in Hartford, Connecticut. He used to be with a group called Barley Bree, and he runs a wonderful session in a brew pub in Hartford, Connecticut every Wednesday night. And we've met him, we've played with him. He's a wonderful fiddler altogether, old style Donegal fiddler.
Johnny Doherty, who used to come to his little town.
His house.
He studied fiddle with Johnny Doherty, who was one of the kind of roaming tinker musicians of the old style of Donegal fiddling. So P.V. carries on that tradition marvelously.
He's really great. You know, I ran into some other musicians from Connecticut, Shanachie.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I'm wearing their T-shirt, and on the back it's got this, says, Unrepentant Fenian Bastard.
That's great. Yeah.
Well, there's a few of us around.
Yeah, I ran into them at place in New York, Rocky Sullivan's.
Sullivan's. That's where Black 47 plays
there. Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Black 47 plays there. They're a massive band in New York City as well.
We play some of their stuff, especially that It's Time to Go, which we could segue into the news. You know, it's time for Blair to go, but we'll talk about that a little bit later, maybe. Let's talk about you're going to be appearing at the Produce Row Cafe Thursday night. Is that right?
That's right, from 9 to 12, the Produce Row Cafe.
That's a nice
first
place.
First time there.
Uh-huh. Well, it's a real nice venue. It's not too far from here. It's kind of down by the railroad tracks near the river on 2nd and Oak, Southeast Oak. And it's a really nice place. They have, lots of Guinness and other kinds of beer.
I hear it's been going for about 35 years or something.
I think so, yeah. It's kind of well known for jam sessions and stuff like that.
Great.
But they have lots of other music there too. So
we've played a lot of venues in Portland, and this will be our first time here. So I'm at the Produce Row, so I'm really looking forward to it.
And then you're going to be at Saturday, you're going to be in Independence.
Yeah, yeah. At one of our favorite venues is Lenora's Ghost. Uh-huh. It's a great venue in Independence there on the main street.
Now that's down near Salem, right?
That is.
Okay.
And then we'll be at Bandon during the Bandon Irish Fest towards the end of the month.
That's interesting. Yes, I guess they have an Irish festival. And what I hear from you is that Bandon was named after a town in County Cork.
West Cork, yeah, Bandon.
Right. Okay, well, it's a nice town, too. I've been there, you know, through it a lot. But that's at the end of the month. But then you're also going to be at the, the Saturday and Sunday market here in Portland Sunday.
That's right.
The Sunday Mother's Day, we'll be playing from 2 to 4.
And then Corvallis
We're playing in Corvallis
and
in
Eugene.
The middle of the month. And in Eugene. We'll also be down in Ashland. We're pretty much covering the whole state.
Wow, you're
this
going
month.
All up between Seattle and Ashland. You'd be sort of going hither and dither or
That's
something.
That's it. We're a hither and dither kind of band.
Yeah.
We better play some music or else we'll be accused of being talkers.
Well, why don't you do it? What do you got for us?
A song in the Irish language, which was my first language, which means there's a fair tomorrow in the County Clare.
Okay.
Begin the chmor, the chagon, the chod.
Níl tua de na hain dir hag fós. Níl tua de na hain dir hag fós. Níl tua de na hain dir hag fós. Dúr vettú trí, dúr vettú mór. Sa báharín a liggadú na elnach me. Sa báharín a liggadú na elnach me. Sa báharín a liggadú na elnach me. Sa mór ní nóg na helige. Mohigresi he broke, Barlum hen, Mohigresi broke, Barlum hen, Mohigresi he broke. Now if you go on him to Rossi Yod, Savahidin the Ligatun Ermach me, 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 Savahidin
Beautiful. That was Aog on the
tin whistle,
flute or penny whistle.
Yeah, so I was playing a low D whistle and a high D whistle, and Christy was playing the hammered dulcimer.
And Christy on the hammered dulcimer. That was really nice. Oh, that's lovely. Have you got another one for us?
We do. We have lots of songs.
It's the 90th anniversary of the Irish 1916 Easter Rebellion.
That's right.
And just to give you a little bit of my background, I come from an IRA family, I suppose, a Free Ireland, a complete and Free Ireland family. My grandfather was taken out by the Black and Tans to be shot, but was reprieved at the last moment. And my father, who is a well-known poet in Ireland, has a poem about himself and his mother, my grandmother, hiding ammunition for the IRA, for the old IRA in the orchard walls in Cork. And my uncle was interned by the Irish Free State government in the 1940s, and it broke his health. Basically, he was about 5 years in an internment camp in the Curra. So I come from a line of people who want to see a free and whole Ireland, I suppose.
So this song that we're going to do now was written by a priest who was there in Dublin during the Easter Rising, and he wrote this song to commemorate the sacrifice of all the men and women who joined together to shame the British into leaving Ireland. This is called The Foggy Dew.
City fair there, armed lines of marching men in in squadrons pass me by. No pipe did hum, no battle drum did sound its loud tattoo, but the Angelus bell or the Liffey swell rang out in the foggy. The flag of war. It was better to die 'neath an Irish sky than at Stuhla or at Stuhlbar. And from the plains of Royal Meath, strong men came hurrying through, while Britain's Huns with their great big guns sailed in through the foggy. Crack made perfidious Albion reel. 'Neath the leaden rain, seven tongues of flame did shine o'er the lines of steel. By its shining blade a prayer was said to Ireland, her sons be true. When the morning broke, still the war flag shook out its folds in the foggy dew. 'Twas England made our wild geese flee, so that small nations might be free. But their lonely graves are by Stuhla's waves, or the shores of the great North Sea. Oh, had they died by Pierce's side, or fought with Cahal Brugh, their names we would keep where the Fenians sleep 'neath the shroud of the foggy dew. When you fell in the foggy dew. As down the glen one Easter morn to a city fair rode I, their armed lines of marching men in squadrons passed me by. No pipe did hum, but the Angelus bell or the Liffey swell rang out in the foggy dew.
Oh, well, that was really stirring. That really was. I notice you guys have a lot of musical instruments there in the next room. Tell us what some of them are.
Well, I was playing a bouzouki, which mm-hmm. is like the octave mandolin and a 12-string guitar put together. You have 8 strings, 4 courses of strings, and the strings are paired in octaves apart. So you have a kind of an unusual sound. This was made for me by a man in Omaha, Nebraska, who came to a show we were doing there.
But originated in Greece, didn't it?
It did originate in
Greece.
It's been used since Donald Lunny really introduced it.
Well, no,
Andy Irvine. Yeah, Andy Irvine and Donald Lunny introduced it to Irish music, and it has really caught on. It's
It's the Irish bouzouki now.
Yeah.
And I was playing a Doumbek from Morocco, which has a device from Armenia in it, which is to put a tambourine inside in the drum.
Oh, wow.
And so that's what Oyu is doing.
Hey, that is really a neat idea, yes.
Isn't it?
Okay.
Isn't it?
And then, of course, the hammer dulcimer, you know, that originated, I believe, in China.
Well, no, it originated in Persia, we think, but maybe...
China first and then Persia. There's a Santuri in Persia.
Yeah, Santuri in India and Persia, and then it's called the Yangchen in China.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know which came first. Obviously, you've put the cat amongst the pigeons here.
I sort of whack at one myself now and then. And then in Germany they have something called the Hochbrett or something.
Yes, the Hochbrett, and then they have the Psalteri and
the Cymbalum in Eastern
Europe.
Oh, yeah.
All of them are predecessors of the piano, of course.
That's true. I think I like the Cymbalum because it's got so many different strings and it's got a sound all its own, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's a difficult instrument to play, though, I must say.
That's true.
And it's really not. It's not a portable instrument like the hammer dulcimer is a portable.
That's true. And it's not easy to keep in tune.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Well, what do you got next for us?
Well, we have a song with words by the Irish poet W.B. Yeats called The Stolen Child. Come away, O human child, to the waters and the wild with a fairy hand in hand, for the world's more full of weeping than you can understand. It's about the loss of innocence, really, and a melody set to it by Lorena McKenna. And we follow that on with a slow air, one of the most gorgeous slow airs from Ireland, called the Lament for the Wounded Hussar, a mounted horse soldier. And this is dedicated to all those civilian and military alike who have been killed or injured in the conflicts, continuing occupations of Iraq and Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
So here you are. Island of Sleuthwood in the lake, there lies a leafy island where her flapping herons wake. The drowsy water rats, there we've hid our fairy vats, full of berries and of reddest stolen cherries. Come away, O human child, to the waters and the wild, with a fairy hand in hand,
for the world's more full of weeping than you can understand. Where the wave of moonlight glosses the dim grey sands with light, far off by furthest Rosses we footed all the night. Weaving olden dances, mingling hands and mingling glances, till the moon has taken flight. To and fro we leap and chase the frothy bubbles, while the world is full of troubles and is anxious in its sleep. Come away, O human child, to the waters and the wild, with a fairy hand in hand, for the world's more full of weeping you can understand. Where the wonder water gushes from the hills above Glencar, in pools among the rushes that scarce could bathe a star, we seek for slumbering trout and whispering in their ears, give them unquiet dreams, leaning softly out from ferns that drop their tears over the young streams. Come away, O human child, to the waters and the wild, with a fairy hand in hand, for the world's more full of weeping than you can understand. The calves on the warm hillside, or the kettle on the hob, sing peace unto his breast, or see the brown mice bob round and round the oatmeal chest. For he comes, the human child, to the waters and the wild, with a fairy hand in hand, from a world more full of weeping than he can understand. For the world's more full of weeping than you can understand.
Thank you.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Oh, boy. I think what we're going to do now is we're going to take a little news break.
Great.
It'd be going from the sublime to the ridiculous.
And you know, I was thinking when I was playing that jig, because when I'm playing jigs, I think of other things a lot of the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking that KBOO is one of the most wonderful stations that we've ever encountered all around the States, and we drive all around the States. And it's KBOO and WERU in Maine.
In Maine.
Are the two stations that come out with the truest news. So please, listeners out there, do support this radio station.
Oh, well, thank you for
in
that.
In a real, concrete, monetary fashion.
We could always use that. WERU, isn't that where Kathy Melio's hangs out?
Oh, that's in Blue Hill, Maine.
Yeah, Blue Hill, Maine. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a hotbed of radicalism.
Well, we're the true bicoastal.
It is. It certainly is.
Well, let's do a little bit of news from the allegedly real world here. The 26th County Minister for Communications, Noel Dempsey, has been accused of siding with Shell Oil following a government report on its planned high-pressure gas pipeline through County Mayo. Apparently, Shell can now build this line. Goes right through residential neighborhoods, provided it meets conditions outlined in the reports. Now, you know, we've been on this program, we've been following this story for quite a while. The people have been fighting this. The Rossport Five have been in and out of jail. I don't know if they're in jail right now or not. Anyway, this is one of the actions that the Northern Aid Committee is urging people to send emails protesting the abuses of the Rossport Five. You can send them to, let's see, well, to take further action, go on to www.democracyinaction.org, and then you can go on from there. This story, I don't think it's over yet, but this is something that people have to get aroused about. You know, there have been gas pipeline explosions. In fact, I think there was one up in the state of Washington a few years ago, up around Bellingham, I think, and a lot of people were killed in that. Also, the Northern Ireland Act restores the Stormont Assembly starting. I believe it starts Monday next week, and we will see what Mr. Paisley intends to do, whether he will show up for this or who he will talk to or turn his back on. But that is happening. Another story that's interesting is that we know that Tony Blair is in a lot of trouble. His party did terribly in these local elections recently, and he sort of threw a lot of people overboard. He threw Charles Clark overboard, and he threw Jack Straw, who was his loyal advisor, you know, foreign policy person, the foreign secretary. And it turns out, according to some people, that Jack Straw was thrown off the boat at the urging of the Bush people. And you guys are welcome to comment on any of this if you have anything to add. Apparently, Jack Straw had said that a war in Iran would be a crazy, insane thing to do, and for that he was given the thumbs down by the Washington warlords. And writing today or yesterday in The Guardian, David Clark brought up that this is very reminiscent of when Robin Cook was thrown overboard several years ago, that this too was because he offended Washington. And of course, Tony Blair does not want to offend Washington. That's
well, of course, that was the whole reason why Mary Robinson got ditched from
another
the UN
one.
Human
mm-hmm.
Rights Commission because a commissioner because of the Bushites again. You
know. That's true. And then going into other countries, the fellow, the Egyptian, who was the UN Secretary General several years ago before Kofi Annan.
That's right.
He was ditched, and all sorts of people. It's interesting that while this is going on, you know, the Tories recently elected their party leader as this young fellow David Cameron, and he says that he pledged that one of his first actions, if he became prime minister, would be to give Parliament the power to decide whether or not Britain goes to war. And he made this comment at a London conference on restoring grassroots confidence in politics. And there's what they call the royal prerogative, which allows a prime minister to take these actions without even consulting Parliament at all, which is very similar to what George Bush is doing with our largely spineless Congress anyway.
Truly.
You'd never think we'd be supporting the Tories here, no, would you?
No.
Well, somebody's got to get some sense going there, you know. It is absolutely crazy. You know, and I mean, if you don't like what's going on, just think about economically. I mean, this country is tanking, you know. Economically, we were talking with some friends the other day, and it's like, you know, the economy is tanking. And the image of the economy is tanking. You know, mm-hmm. people are just not, they don't have the money to pay for their gas at the gas tank. They don't have their money to go out to movies or to
healthcare.
You know, healthcare. They don't have for healthcare. I mean, people mm-hmm. are dropping a lot of the, what we consider to be luxury things in this country. Mm-hmm. In a lot of other countries, you know, they're also suffering. In Ireland, we were talking, the gas is up to over €5 a gallon, or for €5, you know, to fill your a liter, isn't it?
Yeah.
€5
mm-hmm.
a liter, you know, and it just keeps getting higher and higher. So everybody's feeling the pinch.
Mm-hmm.
And
but then they keep telling us the economy is doing fine. Just look at the Dow Jones, you know.
Yeah.
It keeps going up and up and up, and it just seems to me that the economy is totally divorced from the real world.
It is.
It exists in its own kind of momentum, you know. It's just sort of casino kind.
Somebody
of
is making a lot of money there.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
just
well,
the
oil
casino
companies
thing.
And mm-hmm. all the lackeys in Washington.
Christy has a song about the lackeys in Washington.
Well, we will get to that real soon. I just, you know, it's interesting that whether the price of oil goes up or down, there are ways to profit from. And I sort of have subscribed to a few email lists where they talk about, you know, the, you know, what to invest in. You too can profit from the coming ice age, that kind of stuff. And it's like no matter what goes on, there are ways that some people who are in the know can make money from it. The only other thing I want to, as far as the news, is as if we needed any more reminding that successive British governments failed to act despite full knowledge of murderous collaboration between the British Army's Ulster Defence Regiment and Unionist paramilitaries, that is, death squads.
Yeah.
Another report has come out, and it's just, this goes on and on and on. It's really hard for me to keep track of all this kind of connivance that's going on between the British governments and these death squads. It's been an eye opener to me ever since I started gathering news for this show a couple of years ago. It's been a kind of a dreadful education.
Yes, it's been fairly well known in Ireland for a long time that the connivance was there between the British forces and the Protestant paramilitary forces. Yeah.
Well, they've got such a reputation, you know. You run across sort of nostalgia for the British, the Raj in India.
The fairness
yes.
doctrine.
Right. Well,
did that ever really exist, or is that a myth?
It's all a myth.
It's all a myth.
You know, like in Kenya, you know, we've heard a lot about the Mau Mau Rebellion and that kind of thing. Well, a couple of years ago, a woman historian from Harvard, her name is Catherine Elkins, wrote a book called, I think, Imperial Reckoning.
Hmm.
And she checked this out. She went to Kenya and she went through records and talked to people. And it turns out that under the British rule, instead of thousands of settlers being killed by the rebels, only 35 were killed, but something like 500,000 Africans were put in concentration camps and hundreds of thousands of them were killed. And this has just been completely kind of glossed over.
Another genocide, huh?
Just about.
Another form of historical revisionism.
Well, with this book, you know, the truth came out and it caused quite a stir in England.
Good.
So anyway, having got that news out, can you guys just, we'll keep you guys playing forever as long as we can.
Grand.
What do you have next for us?
A song that Christy wrote after.
I wrote it after I read Michael Moore's book, Dude, Where's My Country? And it's called The House of White. And it mentions Rachel Corrie, the young peace activist, Human Shield volunteer from Olympia, Washington, that was killed in Palestine several years ago. This is called The House of White.
Darkest night, the thieves broke in to the House of White. They stole our rights and destroyed our votes. They changed the words and destroyed our hopes. When I was young, there were sunny skies, and the priests and nuns fed us truth and lies. They fed us fear till our eyes were blind. They showed us hell to put down our minds. Those who question authority, we are the majority, and our struggle will not be in vain. And those who kill in the name of peace, world leaders, world police, what will they gain from all of this pain? What will they gain from all of this pain? Human bonds, and an ancient land is a modern tomb. Those who question authority, we are the majority, though the rockets will fall like the rain. And the desert sand is black red with blood, and the jaws of death greet the bad and good. What will we gain from all of this pain? What will we gain from all of this pain? And I took a vow to cause no pain, to take no life, my own life to gain.
To the meek and mild, turn the other cheek, while the powerful crush the poor and weak. To question authority, we are the majority, and our efforts will not be in vain. They'll search our homes and re-
read our mail, and protesters will be sent to jail, but the truth will shine through the darkest veil, for lying thieves are doomed to fail. They came one day on the darkest night, and they'll lose control of the House of White.
Oh, lovely. What will they gain indeed? You know,
indeed.
Every empire has fallen, and
yep.
Ours will be no exception. You know, I think we can see the wheels coming off of it right now.
Oh, totally.
Was it widely reported that Halliburton has been given, you know, $300 million for the eventuality of building detention centers?
Ah, yes. Well, it's been reported on KABU. And it's been on, I think it's been on Democracy Now, and
yeah,
I think it's,
yeah,
I think it has been mentioned on NPR, but it's, yeah, it's been sort of one of those things that kind of gets reported, and then I think people say, oh, well, what else is new, and go on to the, you know,
comics.
The next big story, whatever that might be. Yeah.
Right. Well,
it was very interesting. You know, the Washington Press Corps had their little, gala, and, this comedian did a number on George Bush that really offended him, and the press corps was just, they were embarrassed because somebody wrote in a column today that this is like the sort of like the prom, you know, and they sort of on, they feel like they're on their best behavior. And they were really kind of offended that the Stephen Colbert.
Oh, did he?
Oh, Stephen Colbert. He's funny. He's very funny.
He said nasty things about George. and I guess on C-SPAN they had shots of George and Laura just looking rigid and frigid, you know.
They're good at that. Bring on Carol Coleman again.
Oh. I mean, at least when Dana Carvey used to, you know, imitate George Sr., George Sr. had a sense of humor. He actually laughed at it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know,
when
yeah.
When he's not jumping out of planes in his parachute. And
right,
stuff.
Right.
Yeah, I actually met George Sr. once. He was doing his Ask George thing during the 84 campaign right here in Portland.
Oh, really?
And it was like Phil Donahue. He's walking up and down the floor, you know, with his microphone, and he points. I was wearing my suit and tie, and I asked him, how come Nicaragua doesn't have death squads like El Salvador does?
Oh, that's a great question.
And he came out, he showed me a letter from Nicaragua, the envelope of the letter. He said, look at that stamp. And his stamp had Karl Marx on it. That was his answer. And then later on, that's a funny. Friend of mine got in the reception line, and she happens to be a stamp collector, and she mm-hmm. told George that actually the Nicaraguans have a George Washington stamp also. And no sooner had she gotten those words out, these two guys picked her up by the elbow and kind of shuffled her out
wow.
of the room.
Fast. Oh, wow.
Oh, well.
Freedom of speech. There you go. No such thing in this country, I swear.
Oh, well.
It's still there. It's
go
still
from
there.
The ridiculous back to the sublime again. What have you got next for us? Let me. I'll reintroduce you. People came in late.
Oh, yeah,
we are talking with Christian Aog. They are 4 shillings short. There's two of them, but they're 4 shillings short, and they are playing Thursday night at Prado's Row Cafe, which is at 2nd and Southeast Oak, and it's starting at 9 p.m.
9 o'clock, yeah. There's a little bit of a cover charge, not a big one.
Oh, very modest,
like
very modest.
$3
yeah.
to $5, depending on what you can afford.
Yeah. Oh, it's a nice venue too. So what have you got next for us?
Well, what we have is 800 years of Irish history in 5 verses, and then followed with a song with the sitar. Christy is going to be playing the Shruti box, which is the Indian harmonium.
Oh, I love those.
And
yeah.
then followed with the sitar after that.
You know, that's the amazing thing about you guys. All these instruments, you come carting in here to our studio.
Yes. Thank God you have a big studio.
We cart them into every place we go. We have about 20 different instruments. And
you don't drive around a little VW bug, I take it.
No, we drive around in a little Dodge Caravan.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway.
Okay, here we go.
Once upon a time there was Irish ways and Irish laws, villages of Irish blood, awaken to the morning, awaken to the morning. Then the Vikings came around, turned us up and turned us down, started building boats and towns. They tried to change our living, tried to change our living. Cromwell and his soldiers came, started centuries of shame, but they could not make us turn. We are a river flowing, we're a river flowing. Again and again the soldiers came, burnt our houses, stole our grain, shot the farmers in their fields, working for a living, working for a living. 800 years we have been down, the secret of the water's sound has kept the spirit of a man above the pain descending, above the pain descending. Today the struggle carries on, I wonder will I live so long to see the gates being opened up to a people and their freedom, a people and their freedom. Once upon a time there was Irish ways and Irish laws, villages of Irish blood, awaken to the morning, awaken to the morning.
The Irish sitar, of course, we hear now.
The sweetest smile and the gentlest hand I love me more with a demon and
I love my love, and well she knows. I love the grass whereon she goes. If she on earth no more I see, my life will quickly fade away. And the leaves are green. The time has passed that we have seen. I wish the day it soon would come when she and I can be as one. When she and I may be as one. When you and I will be as one.
Shilling Short, Christian Aog. Thank you very much for being with us today. It's just been a wonderful hour.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
You are welcome to come back anytime. Consider this your second home.
All right. Well, we love Portland. We're going to be here
on and off
most of the week, on and off, so we're really looking forward
That's
to it.
That's right. Let me just recap. You'll be Thursday night at Proudest Row Cafe. Sunday at the... at the Saturday-Sunday market, and then you're going to be
at
all sorts of other places.
Ghost.
Lenora's
yep.
Ghost and Independence. That's
on
Saturday.
Saturday. Yep.
And then at the end of the month, down in Bandon for the Irish Festival. Four Shillings Short. Thank you very much.
Fourshillingsshort.com.
Okay.
There you
hey.
Go.
All right. We'll be seeing you. Bye. Stay tuned, folks, because next, Raul Semprebon has some kind of music all ready for us. Don't know what it is, but it's bound to be interesting.